Hello, air cargo fans, and welcome aboard. This is today's Flying Talkers. I'm Jeffrey Arend, your host. We're glad you're here. Well, there he was in living color, right there up on the platform alongside part of and leading the way as organized air cargo went live and in living color once again in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago at Air Cargo 2022. Yep, it's nearly 10 days into the month of February, and there's been one event, Brandon Fried's Air Cargo 2022. So we're still reporting about it. From the look on his face, Glenn Hughes, who retired from an illustrious career as head of cargo at IATA and then stayed inactive for about as long as it took him to repack his suitcase, was back and very glad to be back. I have tried to calculate how many trade show panels that this man has sat on or organized or led, and the words grains of sand on every beach in the world come to mind, trying to add that number up. I recall attending the very first TIAA meeting in London at the fabled In-N-Out Club, where we did it up Royal near Queen Park, and the room locks all worked on skeleton keys, and Dick Jackson lived in the room next to mine, and every night we sat up and drank brown whiskey and read copies of old issues of Vanity Fair in the library. Or maybe it was Brown Wilder. And by the way, Brown Wilder was the boss over at Air Cargo Incorporated. And did you know that this is the 80th anniversary in America of Air Cargo Incorporated? Anyway, or maybe it was both of us, Brown Wilder, Dick Jackson, me, watching the roast lamb roll by on a cart after the Queen's Guard dropped by in the courtyard at the behest of Chris Foyle and played the Beat Retreat. And we all felt pretty damn special when that happened. And it poured down rain as a little mouse ran through the proper ladies' sitting room just off the men's only bar called Jeffrey's, of all things, as TIAA was picked off the ash heap of a now uninterested automotive engineers group by people named Foyle and Arendall and Spohr and Wilder and Najankin and Whalen and dozens more. We were the first paid up media, our publication, but when Bob Arendall got Cargolux to sponsor the first ACF forum in Luxembourg, we quickly decided to best serve you, the listener, several decades ago by becoming a non-member, a disinterested observer, and keeping up all of our options by holding our cards close so we could tell it like it is. Well, that's another story, and I'll tell it to you sometime, but that's why we have never really been a member of the TIAA organization. The TIAA organization that just got lucky, because now the Director General is Glenn Hughes. I'll have some more right after this. Once again, welcome to today's Flying Talkers. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo, the better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, Pay Cargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. Pay Cargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the Pay Cargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the Pay Cargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. Pay Cargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship, click, and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with. We're back. Well, the prelim, as they say in sports, was here because we believe, like no other time since Tiaka was brought back 30 plus years ago, right now something must be done to get this Tiaka of 2022 off the critical list and back on its feet. Well, Tiaka is in the best possible hands right now because if anybody can do that and save it, it's their Director General, Glenn Hughes. Glenn knows more about organized air cargo than anybody. That he's sitting in Switzerland with a golden parachute, gazing at the Jungfrau, minus a care in the world, able to do just about what he pleases, and has taken on the Herculean task here to save Tiaka, kicks this guy up several notches on the all-time list of great people of air cargo ever. So we sure hope he makes it. For the first time since Daniel Fernandez picked up the baton from the very first Tiaka DG, the late Garth Davies, Tiaka has a running chance as the world emerges from the depths of lockdown and uncertainty to what could be a new deal as an organization. Sure, there are some big problems, including, but not just pointed at, too many publications that paid up to be special members of Tiaka. In 2022, the world has changed as everything that communicates is handheld. Also, self-serving seemed to rule as never before over what a generation ago was tough business for sure, that felt, at least in these quarters, as much more idealistic. But if seasoned and thoroughly professional Glenn Hughes can get it across to the great unwashed, as we like to call people in the media business, if Glenn can get this across, that the strength of Tiaka is in its diversity, he will have saved the last great hope for organized air cargo. Everything depends on Glenn. To win it, everybody has got to be in it. We are in, undoubtedly, for some exciting times again. Meantime, we caught up with Glenn in New Orleans. That's him. If you look at our issue of Flying Typers today, sitting there second from left, awaiting his turn to speak. I'm thinking, it's nice to have him back where he belongs. But then I realize, we're damn lucky he never went away. So good luck, Glenn, in 2022. Glenn said it was a pleasure to join the panel, so expertly moderated by Jenny Frigger of Emotrans. There were many aspects of sustainability covered on our panel, from environmental responsibility to social implications, people considerations, and the need for the industry to remain prosperous, as investment is a critical aspect of the sustainability journey for any organization. We also explored the complexity of the issue and the need for action now. Small things add up and builds momentum for greater change. We need to play our collective part in reducing waste and CO2 emissions, Glenn said, whilst continuing to support global society as we seek to create equal opportunities for all and to facilitate enhanced global economic prosperity by providing efficient and effective global network connectivity. Moving ahead, emotional decisions, we wonder, in business versus profit mining, or is there room for both? And if so, in what measure? This question goes to the heart, Glenn said, of what we all must do in both our private and business lives. It's not about shaming others, but rather what we can each do business efficiency is likely to support improved environmental impacts, but often requires time and investment to achieve. One thing which we can all agree upon is that the time to act is now. And with an increasingly number of shippers starting to include sustainability questions in tender documents, business success requires alignment of emotional and business decisions. It's also becoming increasingly important for the next generation workforce who are more drawn to organizations which place sustainability high on the agenda. Well, then we get to the heart of the question. What do you want to do to improve Tiaka in 2022? The Tiaka board, Glenn said, has endorsed a number of great new programs planned for this year, which will result in us being able to provide more support to the global air cargo industry in achieving its sustainability goals. We shall soon be publishing the results of our second sustainability survey, and we hope to enhance the sustainability roadmap document we published late last year, which highlighted a number of actions the industry can take in 8 key areas of activity. We also hope to enhance our member and industry outreach, ensuring that the high profile played by air cargo in these past years continues to be high on the agenda of those who can influence future investments, as well as those who can set industry regulations. We will also look to enhance our relationships, which key partners as collaboration is the key to success. The louder the voice, the more it's heard. So you wonder, what would happen if we just kept doing things and didn't do anything? Like we come back from the lockdowns and get back to the trade shows and come back and do a same old, as they like to say. Well, Glenn took that one right on. We should switch off the lights and go home. That's all we're going to do? Standing still is actually moving backwards. The world is changing, and the industry needs to reflect the world it serves, and associations need to reflect the evolving need of, it's needful, isn't it? Need of its members and their customers. I'm very pleased to say, Glenn said, that the Tiaka board recognizes this and has a clear vision for how we can continue to evolve and progress ahead. What did you want air cargo, airlines, forwarders, other cargo resources, and even truckers, and Joe Doakes, anybody walking down the street to know about Tiaka today? Basically, I would say that in this world of complex supply chains, ever-increasing challenges and obstacles, we need to unite to address the needs of today and plan for those of tomorrow. Collaboration is the key all across the industry. Sectors have to get together, and this is the unique aspect that Tiaka offers. Our membership is comprised of each stakeholder group involved in the air cargo industry, each with different issues and opportunities, but all sharing a common objective to create a safe, secure, efficient, and effective industry which provides high-quality solutions and supports the global business community and society. We would encourage all stakeholders to have a look at Tiaka today. We want to hear from everybody. Add your voice to our programs, Glenn Hughes said. Well, thanks, Glenn. That was a bright, interesting conversation, and it all is laid on you. It's a tough thing to put on somebody's doorstep, this Tiaka organization, but it is the best hope for a powerful organization in air cargo. And perhaps just the dynamic of the organization makes that impossible. I mean, everybody went out and started their own trade show that had a publication, in most cases, or something to supplement what they were doing. It's not about, that I could ever see, covering the industry, working toward that organization. It was about seeing what we could get out of the organization and just putting it out there for ourselves. And then with all the publications going in competition, Tiaka's piece of the market just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. It's always that way. The ones that are the most democratic, the ones that want to help people, end up suffering because they don't have a firm enough grip on their revenue base. And now, who knows what's going to happen? And so we got to take our hat off to this guy coming in and trying to help Tiaka regain some momentum. And we hope he's successful with it. And we'll continue to cover and be his biggest cheerleader on the sidelines. There are lots of great people that have been part of Tiaka. The people, the fabric of Tiaka, go all the way back, maybe 50 years, maybe longer. First, the automotive engineers did it. And I recall being in the Hilton Hotel in 1981 when Iaka was held and had its forum. And on and on and on, and the years and the people. I just hope he can make it. I know I'm rambling, but I want to get it across. Tiaka is well worth your time and effort to lean in. If you've got a place in your heart for a great organization that keeps our business alive, that's made up of all the different parts of the business, step up. Get with Glenn Hughes. Get with Tiaka. Help them get over, because in the long run, we're all going to be winners with Tiaka around. This is Jeffrey Arend. Today's Flying Talkers is brought to you by Kali Logistics. When it comes to keeping things moving, it's Kali, by golly. The global air cargo industry is a sunrise sector. You don't believe that? Look out at the ramp. There are thousands of airplanes carrying nothing but air cargo these days, where in past years it was in the belly, or maybe it wasn't there at all. The volume of air cargo being moved is ever increasing, and airports are finding it difficult to keep pace with expansion in terms of infrastructure, workforce, and level of automation. An end-to-end web-based air freight software or an air cargo management system can assist cargo terminal operators to address these issues. At Kali Logistics Solutions, we understand these issues well and constantly strive to provide solutions that can address these problems, promising improvement and efficiency of the operation, as well as increasing bottom-line results. Kali Logistics Solutions' suite of air freight software solutions to address the challenges of air cargo stakeholders have stemmed from working alongside leading airports, including Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and other locations around the world, gaining in-depth understanding of the challenges and opportunities that define the air cargo domain. Kali's flagship air cargo management system provides state-of-the-art technology for modernization and streamlining of air cargo operations that could assist all stakeholders in overcoming the challenges. Yes, today in 2021, it's Kali, by golly. Once upon a time, before it came some kind of chic to dine al fresco from a food truck, along the Norman cargo areas, by the way, people who worked in high-profile passenger terminals could only look down their collective noses at the dining selections offered to people in air cargo. For years, food has been served up with varying degrees of success in the airport cargo area. Food trucks parked near cargo hangars, or you can call for carryaway pickup. And of course, the growing trend, especially during the post-COVID, has been to extend themselves into occasional inventive fancy deliveries. No, it's no longer the Tobo food truck at Kennedy Airport, dripping its way around up and down the line of cargo terminals. It's a bit more. One restaurant near JFK on Woodhaven Boulevard, in a place called Rego Park called London Lenny's, will deliver you a dozen shucked Blue Point oysters with condiments and those small oyster crackers arranged on a bed of seaweed and crushed ice. Come to think of it, better get a couple dozen of some of their incredible chowder and homemade coleslaw, and get some gobble Kolsch from the Cologne too, if it's sold nearby. And you're off the clock, because you'll be out of the world. Great food. Which brings me to the most notorious, but also the best Italian sandwich in the history of JFK cargo. Yeah, it's no longer there. The place was called The Owl. And it was located just outside the airport on the corner of Farmers and Guy R. Brewer Boulevard. And what fun it was. The Owl's a local air cargo haunt operated by Joe the Owl Mancusi was reportedly occasionally a gathering point for the gang that planned and later held up Lufthansa Cargo and was immortalized in a book and the movie Goodfellas. But for the straight working stiffs, the wise guys, and the daytime cuisine crowd, the veal parmigiana hero sandwich served at the Owl was absolutely out of this world. Make no mistake, at times the price of admission was you having to zone out the bada bing, tough guy, topless joint reality the Owl was in the cold light of day. But somehow the place did clean up the entertainment for the lunchtime. Of course, the lunchtime went on forever. Crowd drifted in and out from all those mixed-use off-airport residence and cargo offices operations in Springfield Gardens and the kind of disparate action that went on both airport and off-airport that brought the crowds to the Owl. And also, by the way, to the popular Hans Deli across the street for years. I guess in terms of media, the high point for the Owl was in 1987 when Charlie Sheen shot a scene from Wall Street in that place. Well, now the Owl is gone. Somebody said that they saw Joe the Owl down in Florida, but that was 5 years ago. But great joints, like Supple Stories, don't die. They just fade away. So who loved the Owl? Dolores Hoffman, now retired from a lifetime of service to aviation, is program manager here in Queens, New York of the Air Services Development Office, is also a real lady pioneer in air cargo like no other. Dolores shunned an office job and asserted herself to work at Pan Am Clipper Cargo at JFK on the warehouse floor, operating a forklift truck as a woman in the late 1960s, when the only other women on that level of air cargo that were there were staring down, half-dressed, or not dressed at all from calendars on the wall of break rooms and loading docks. Take a reality check. But Dolores recalled, ah yes, the Owl. One of the few places that this ex-cargo service agent, when I drove that forklift, unloaded those trucks and worked shifts, could go for a nice lunch. OMG, what great stories to tell. How great is that to hear from Dolores? The former KLM Cargo JFK operations guru, Barry Medwin, today a top air cargo consultant, operations guy. Call Barry. Have a picture of him with Matthias Tenbrink, who was leading KLM Cargo at one time. They dunked into the Owl. Barry said, co-workers took me for lunch. When working the midnight shift, we knew the Owl would be open for 3 a.m. lunch, Barry recalled. The Owl was the home of the $5 luncheon. I joined the New York Air Cargo Sales Club in 1966 as a rookie cargo sales rep with Braniff, Eldon Brown said. The Air Cargo Sales Club president was Bob Halverstein, National Airlines Cargo. Our monthly meetings were held at the Playboy Club on East 59th Street. The meeting tariff was $10. We had a private meeting room and two bunnies were assigned to our meeting. So what did $10 buy? Two drinks, a steak dinner, coffee, and dessert. Plus, Playboy usually threw in a decent door prize or two. Of course, back then, you could get two drinks and a steak at the Owl for under $5. But the waitresses didn't wear bunny tails. Eldon had a great air cargo career serving in JAL Cargo, top USA management, for 15 years. After that, Eldon outdid himself with more than a quarter century at Northwest Cargo. Today, Eldon is alive and writing books. Here's another one. The Owl, it was an experience. Everybody went there for lunch on the midnight shift, writes Henry Lum. But you gotta love this. Here's an eyewitness who you can go see and go find. Alan Wood. I worked at Circle Air Freight for years, cashed many of my paychecks at the bar to many good times. Had a fight with Jimmy Breslin there. All good. The Owl was also known as the Supper Market. Hans Deli across the street, one of my worst business decisions, when Hans offered me a deal on his deli. And I said no. How dumb. So Alan is the only former habitué of the Owl we know of who operates a restaurant, a nifty oasis where you can get a drink, something to eat, see a live theater show nearby, and maybe even carry this story further. Located in downtown Titusville, Florida, Ovino, O-H-V-I-N-O, is where Alan Wood and partner James hold court in their small restaurant with soft lighting and peaceful, soothing ambience near the Titusville Playhouse there. There's a huge wine selection and small snack plates, hamburgers, great pizza with great crispy crust and lots of topping. They also have regular wine tastings, and that theater is in its 57th year, currently mounting a stage presentation of Kinky Boots. Well, that seems to make sense, and it's wonderful. So what about as from today? Well, the Lunch Bunch has departed the Owl for the last time, been gone a long time, and the X-rated TV screens have bumped and ground their way into black. But down is not out. Listen to this carefully, and I'm glad if you stuck with me because it gets so typically New York and why I happen to like New York. In the same building that housed the Owl appeared fairy tale pictures, pink balloons, and boxes of chalk and crayons. Today, space that greeted a brilliant cast of characters who were creating the air cargo industry has today become the Academy of Little Leaders, a gentle sanctuary for the laughter of little children starting life in a fantasy preschool daycare center. The wise old owl giving up some tricks. One last quote, reading this in LinkedIn, quote, "Just like that, my lunch today seems unbearably boring," smiled airport consultant Mike Weber. This is Jeffrey Arend. That's it for our presentation today, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for your time, this time, until next time. This is Jeffrey saying, keep 'em flying, air cargo. And good night, Joe, wherever you are.